Healing, feeding, walking, calming, restoring. Peter is going to be proclaiming Jesus as the Christ. But after all of that, we need to tell him of his suffering and death. Peter has the nerve to rebuke him. He's going to be right in his mind and stay behind him. Because after everything they had seen and heard, the disciples still didn't quite get it. Like the wooden puzzling, made of blood stains of what was really going on. That's what we give the prayer to the great. The blinding glory of God is physically revealed in the person of Jesus. And then Moses and Elijah, as God, tell Peter, James, and John, this is my son. Listen. Basically, God saying, you got Moses and Elijah, and they brought you my law, and they brought you my word, for you to follow, listen, believe my righteousness. But here, this is my son. He is my law, and he is my word. Listen to him and follow him, and you will be led to all. Not with God they need to understand and come to her what is going to happen in the way to believe. That is the where is God seeking to hear now in our field? He's trying to show his power for we need to hear his voice inside. If we are living with God, we are reading scripture, perhaps in a particular situation in our life. I can't answer all those questions, though I have to sit with any of you and help you to learn. But I can tell you one thing for certain. God is always here to encounter us in the universe. Because we always need it. The same God who came to Elijah in his time. The same God who came to earth in the womb of the Virgin Mary. The same God who glory of the field. Peter, James, and John on the mountain. That same God comes to us every time we gather to give us the substance that we need to do what we are all called to do. We are seeing the holy food and drink of Jesus' body and blood for nourishment, refreshment, forgiveness, and strength. We are brought together with Him and with each other as we. To approach this altar, to allow God to be healed, the Christ's way. In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.